Today's story is The Little Raindrop.
It was a beautiful view from the raindrop's cloud. She could see the great forests, the mountains, the streams, the rivers and the sea. But the cloud began to grey and blacken. Suddenly a bright light electrified the sky and a terrible bang shook the air. The little raindrop was scared. All around her, more raindrops glistened around the cloud as another thunderous roar ripped and lit the sky. Trembling with fear, the little raindrop lost her grip on the cloud and began to fall through the air towards the ground. All around her, other raindrops were falling. She tried to shout out for help, but the tremendous sound of the wind drowned her cries. Below her, the little raindrop could still see the mountains and the forests, but now they didn't seem so beautiful as they raced towards her at alarming speed. Suddenly, rushing up from the ground came a tree. Smash! The raindrop hit its leaves hard and bounced around until she fell onto the rocks below. The scared little raindrop tried to catch her breath as she clung on but lost her grip on the rock. She began to slide fast towards a noisy, bubbling stream. Splash! She hit the stream and tumbled alongside a group of other raindrops, who were all screaming with joy. The little raindrop was confused. Were they enjoying this terrifying ride, she thought. Bang! The raindrop brashed against a rock as the stream swept quickly around a corner. The little raindrop just wanted everything to stop. But the stream kept dragging her faster and faster. Smash! The little raindrop hit another rock and was suddenly, once more, in the air. What was happening? The little raindrop had never seen a waterfall before, and this was a big one. The raindrop hung in the air for a second, just enough time to see the beautiful river below snaking towards the sea. The little raindrop tried to cling desperately onto the air, but it didn't work. She fell. Her landing was soft but noisy and blind, all around her, bubbles and rocks coming at her, and she screamed. Smash, bubble, tumble, and stop. The little raindrop stopped in a pool surrounded by beautiful trees. She hoped this was the end, but there was more. A current spun her round and grew faster as it spewed her into a large body of water. This was the river. Organized and fast, the river was racing. Each and every drop of water seemed dedicated to moving forward. But where were they going? The little raindrop didn't know. The fast-moving river stopped for no one. It ran past trees and cities and cars and people. Finally, the river joined the sea where a wave shocked the raindrop with its salty splash. Then a wave crashed the raindrop into a rock. Then a fish jolted past the raindrop and sent her away from the coast. Out to sea. Here the water seemed calm and the raindrop relaxed. She bobbed near the surface looking up at the sky. The sun was hot and the raindrop wished she could be back in the sky looking down on the earth. The sun continued to beat down. Its rays were long and they tickled the raindrop as she jumped from the water into the hands of the sun. Up, up she went, powered by the sun. She looked back as the ocean retreated behind her and was placed atop a cloud. The little raindrop could see for miles. She could see the great forests, the mountains, the streams, the rivers and the sea. It was a beautiful view from the raindrop's cloud. But the cloud began to grey and blacken. Suddenly a bright light electrified the sky and a terrible bang shook the air. The little raindrop was excited to go on her adventure all over again.
I get that because it's all about the water cycle.
Well done, Jojo. How did you know about the water cycle?
In my very important things to know. And
oh, it's a book?
Yeah.
Important things to know. Cool. Okay. Well, remember?
It's not called that, but it's got lots of interesting things in it that you can find out.
Like the water cycle?
Yeah.
Cool.
And volcanoes.